That ends the Old Mole. Special thanks today to our folklorists, all those unknown grassroots singers, people making their own culture. Also thanks to David Horowitz, George Hayden. It's coming to Portland May 20th to 22nd. Clayton Old Mole, Clayton Wergridge, and Old Mole friend Michelle, who discussed the struggle at the university. Thanks. We want to thank everybody. Our pledge drive was really successful. We want to thank you, especially those who pledged and who became members during the Old Mole. And we want to invite you to come down, actually, and become radio activists. That's all. I'm Bill Resnick. Patricia Kullberg was our engineer. Thanks.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the United States premiere of Liza, 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 produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs from May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. Join Liza Minnelli at three different stages of her life, often all on stage at the same time, with plenty of songs, backstories about the iconic and troubled daughter of Judy Garland, with a bit of dancing and prancing and much humor among the frightening tales of drink, drug abuse, broken legs, strokes, and hip replacements. Again, that's Liza, 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 May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And you are tuned to KBOO Portland. It's a minute past 10 a.m. and stand by now for Chris Andre's Air Cascadia.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's weather for our bioregion, mostly sunny, they say, with a high around 70 and light south-southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. For tonight, look for clear skies, with a low around 48 and northwest winds 5 to 10. Tomorrow sunny and highs reaching up around 80, and a light north wind beneath that. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, clear with a low around 51, and a mild 5 to 10 mile per hour winds. And today, as Mercury transits the sun, hopefully the clouds will transit Portland. I don't know what you'll be able to see, but don't look too hard or you'll lose your eyesight. Nature always bats last, and we always forget that we're part of a system much greater than ourselves. And that said, we're going to be speaking again today with Chauncey Peltier, because the fact is that last week, President Barack Obama commuted the sentences of 58 federal prisoners, yet once again, of all of those prisoners, I don't know how many are Native American, and I do know that a number of them are political prisoners, and it is not stretching the point to claim that in this days, anyone who's a prisoner in the American prison system is a political prisoner, whether they because they have been fed into a machine that grinds up lives and spits out the empty husks of human beings, all in the name of profit. Much of our prison system is private, as many people know. And we know, of course, that private prisons are far worse places to be than ones formerly administered as part of public policy. But then every aspect, every inch of our public domain now has been much more or less carried out, commuted, to use the word, conveyed over to the private sector, which of course runs it badly because it doesn't matter. It's not about people, it's about profits. And we have had no choice in that decision, because it's never been presented to us as a decision at all. We hear about it, we learn about it after the fact as a done deal, and the fact that you don't see this on any ballots, the corporatization of every aspect of American life, doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. And we have, in a sense, made a decision because we have allowed ourselves to become consumers. And they even report, the financial media press reports on the consumer confidence report, because they're more interested in the confidence than in the consumer. As long as the consumer continues to consume, and of course, in addition, something else we don't talk about is consumption produces waste, and nothing but. It does no good to anyone, no good to any living thing on the planet at all whatsoever, under any circumstances. It only produces waste, which humans have proved to one another time and time again that we don't really know what to do with the waste that we create. That's a conundrum that is not spoken of a great deal. In fact, very few of the really serious questions of 2016 and moving forward, very few of the serious questions, we don't ask these things because we wouldn't be displaying confidence. We wouldn't be have a positive mind about things. We wouldn't be showing that we were indeed and in the end optimists, where today we have very little of that. We have joining us today, we are going to be speaking a lot about clemency in the coming days. And here to joining us is Noel Hanrahan with the Prison Radio Project, back again on the KBOO airwaves to talk about Leonard Peltier and clemency. Good morning, Noel. Thank you so much for coming on the air at the last minute.
No sweat. Hey, I'm glad to be here. Your radio audience is really important. It makes a difference what everybody does.
It is, because more so perhaps for prisoners than any other demographic in the country, because these are people who have been silenced. And we were just talking a minute ago about the fact that any prisoner today in an American prison is a political prisoner due to the nature of the prison system. I want to ask you, why do you think it is that Obama has refused to grant and Leonard Peltier clemency? He's a very old man now. He's very ill.
I think there's a level of punishment in the culture, in the American culture, that is really unsurpassed in any other culture in the world. It's very difficult here in terms of how people view prisoners and what they're capable of inflicting on people who are in prison. So the length of sentences is longer per capita. We still have the death penalty, which is rare throughout the world. It's really quite onerous, the prison conditions here and the way they've targeted whole communities. Now, in particular, for political prisoners, people who identify with political communities who were incarcerated because of their associations with liberation struggles, such as Leonard was, I think that also presents another issue, an interesting issue for politicians. So President Obama is weighing the political chips, the value of releasing certain people. Just back in the day when Clinton released Mark Rich, mm-hmm. he was weighing the value and the political consequences of taking those acts. Certainly as Obama now is weighing freeing Oscar Rivas Lopez, who is a Puerto Rican independentista, he's weighing the Puerto Rican vote, let's say, in the next election. So you not only have the crisis of incarceration and punishment, you have also the political consideration of how is it going to play in the elections, or how does it play in relationship to their political choices that they're making and their deal making.
So looking at just the numbers alone are horrific. 58 federal prisoners last week received clemency. And according to Sarah Horowitz of the Washington Post, so far Obama has granted clemency to 306 inmates. And of that number, 110 were serving life sentences. This is the fact that Peltier is still languishing in a maximum security prison, which is absurd.
People need to realize a couple of things. One, the federal prison population is much smaller than the national prison population. So federal incarcerated prisoners in the Bureau of Prisons, the federal institutions, there's only 200,000 of those. So then the second thing is Obama just doesn't have the ability to pardon people in state prison. And also, these kinds of tactics, when they remedy one individual's case out of thousands, it's seen as proof that the system works, right? But the same is true probably of the Innocence Projects, that the Innocence Projects are set up and constructed as a safety valve. Like, oh, the system works because eventually people are innocent, even if they've been in for decades, get out. But it, in fact, just allows the system to continue. It gives the public some tiny little sense that Obama's doing something, when in fact, the culture of incarceration and all of Obama's tactics and strategies and the Congresses and the prosecutors and the DAs, all of those are criminalizing entire communities and shoving way more people in prison. Like Obama, to give you an example, he might say he's doing something about immigration, the DREAM Act, but he's deporting more people than any other president ever. So there's these public appearances, and then there's the reality.
And it's a reality that that people inevitably have to suffer, of course, unless they have the money to get themselves out. I have always told friends of mine when they see that they may be facing a little bit of time behind bars that laws are only for people who do not have lawyers. If you have a lawyer, you essentially law means nothing. In this case,
You know, I'm sorry if people people want to know more, they should jump onto prisonradio.org, www.prisonradio.org. I have to jump on a train. I'm like running around.
I understand perfectly. Yeah, that's the website to go to. Prisonradio.org. You can get a lot more information. And there are, if anyone is interested, Google Leonard Peltier and find out what's happening with the campaign to free Leonard right now. There is going to be coming up this summer in July, a rolling caravan of motorcycles heading out across the country to Washington, D.C. to demand that Leonard be released. And we want to, Chauncey Peltier was planning to be on the show today, wasn't able to make it, but we are today launching a campaign to write in. I'll be getting some really great postcards with paintings that Leonard has done. And you can send that in to D.C. If we don't have those absolutely ready today, we will later in the week. And that should not stop anyone from contacting the White House and demanding that Leonard be freed immediately. If not on any other grounds, at least certainly on medical grounds. This has been a Cascadia for Monday, May 9th, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359